It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media, from broadcast to baptism.
Our focus for today's environmental considerations when we speak of the Sabbath. As you may imagine, the concept of the Sabbath can have various environmental considerations, as it often involves a day of rest, reflection, and mindful living. To help us understand what these considerations are, we do have on the line Elder Nachiunde, who's talking to us about just that. My Elder, good afternoon to you. Welcome back, and thank you very much for teaching us about the Sabbath this week.
Good afternoon, and good afternoon, listeners.
Thank you very much, Mdala. What are we talking about here? What are these environmental considerations about the Sabbath?
The environmental considerations about the Sabbath observance, it has to do with how church members view the Sabbath rest vis-a-vis the work of tendering for the environment. And that's why when we look at the fourth commandment according to Exodus chapter 20, 8 to 11. First of all, we are taught to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy. Then verse 10 gives a guidance that we shouldn't do any work, neither our sons and daughters, nor our male and female servants, nor our cattle and the strangers within the, our gates. This implies that the Sabbath motif in this chapter requires man and land, including the oxen, to rest. And then when we look at chapter 23, 10 to 12 of the same the book, then it also required even the actual land to rest for the seventh year. And then now when we make a combination of this, especially when we consider the creation account in Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, where God says, "Let us make man in our image, after our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over the cattle, and over all creeping things, and over all the earth." It implies that the combination of these gives a bit that besides the Sabbath rest, the linkage that comes in shows that we must have a better understanding that as stewards, we have been actually entrusted dominion over God's creation, where we are called to not only observe the Sabbath, but also to take care of God's creation as espoused by the terrain or environmental stewardship practices. So basically, this entails that in the area of environmental stewardship, individuals, families, and church members are to understand their part, that they are called to worship God by keeping the Sabbath, as well as take care of his creation, bearing in mind that there is a time of reckoning when they need to give account of what they have done with regard to the environment.
I'm curious how that can be done, Mdala. How might the Sabbath encourage individuals and communities to, well, be ecologically responsible?
Okay. How this might be done is when we look at the writings of the church, especially on the topic of stewardship of the environment. The messages are clear, however, the church has not really prioritized an aspect of environmental issues as compared to other issues like lifestyle, education, and financial stewardship. Mm-hmm. And then still, the issue of environment has actually been there in our theology since the beginning, and even the church has actually not been silent on this this topic. Mm. So basically, in a way, the church actually has done its best to engage church members in the studies through the issues of preserving our environment for the benefit of humanity. And that's why when we look at, for example, around 1976, Loma Linda University actually offered the first degree in public environmental health, which was actually there to help people in terms of understanding issues bordering on the caring for the environment and many other issues. These programs that were given, they were meant to help the community or the world at large on issues on how best they can actually manage the resources under their care. Other efforts have actually been also presented by the church, which are there to help people in terms of sustainable living and farming practices that are meant to help them be able to take care of God's creation.
So are there any examples you could share with us of environmentally friendly practices or environmentally friendly traditions associated with the Sabbath in different cultures and religious groups?
Yeah, they are there. So basically, the first one is that besides promoting life, we have lifestyle choices and practices that the church actually espoused, such as the members taking vegetarian diets, living frugally and shunning materialism, including maintaining contact with the natural world, where members are to learn through nature, which is the second book that reviews about God. And the church has also taught members to practice the biblical principles in terms of farming or agriculture that are meant to help them be healthy and productive, at the same time conserving the soil in the long term.
Right.
It also encourages members in the best practices of environmental stewardship by engaging them to avoid the indiscriminate cutting down of trees, which has actually caused major climatic changes that has affected humanity.
Right.
For instance, here in Zambia, out of that, we have actually experienced some kind of a drought that many farmers, both agricultural and pastoral, are affected because of the drought that we are experiencing currently. Then the church has also encouraged members to take practical and effective environmental management practices that are meant to avoid certain things like poor waste management, water conservation, biodiversity protection, and ecosystems. So in all, the church is there to help members to understand that we should actually do our best to put things in place than the way we found things.
Yeah. So, what are those ways, perhaps, what ways can the Sabbath itself now serve as a time for individuals to connect with nature and appreciate the environment?
Okay, so when we look at the pioneers of the Adventist Church, who had actually two things in mind. The first is that they regarded the sacredness of Sabbath as a day of worship that was designed to be a weekly cycle in which we Christians celebrate the creation account. And then the fourth command also gives a picture that the Lord is actually the creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and even the fountains of water, including everything that is therein. And then out of this, we are also encouraged that besides that, we have a duty also to take care of the body temples. And then these two ideologies gives an emphasis that human beings are expected to be closer to nature in whatever they do and tender nature by providing the conducive atmosphere that will not affect nature. For instance, they need to do they are best to avoid the air pollution, water pollution, and the like. So this is basically how the Sabbath can serve to individuals to make that connection between the Sabbath rest itself and how they need to relate to the environment.
Okay, all right. So final question, I'll let you go, Mdala. How might the principles of rest and reflection on the Sabbath contribute to a broader awareness of environmental challenges and the need for sustainable living?
Okay. This is actually brought in by creating platforms in which church members are taught on how to translate religious beliefs, norms, and values into practices that correlate with the contemporary secular and scientific concepts of environmental change awareness, and then encourage them to practice effective management changes that are meant to actually safeguard the environment in which we live in, so that we are not affected in a way.
Okay. I hear you. I hear you. All right. Thank you very much, Mdala. Appreciate it. Please close for us with a word of prayer.
Thank you. Our Sovereign Master, who dwells in the third heaven, we want to thank you this afternoon, dear Master, for yet giving us another opportunity to discuss the Sabbath and the environment, where we, Father, are expected as your stewards to be able to discharge our duties diligently in a way that will not harm other creations that we are entrusted under our care. We thank you, dear Master, for everything that you've done in our lives. Above all, we thank you for the gift that you gave us in the life of Jesus Christ, who died to pay a ransom for our sins. We are grateful and indebted to you that we are expected to worship you in truth and in spirit. This is a prayer in the dearest name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, for your will to be done. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Mdala, thank you very much for your time and your insights. We're having a good time learning from you. We appreciate your insights. Have a good day, Mdala.
Good day, too. Thank you so much.
Amen.
It's your life. Live it. Live on AWR SID Media. From broadcast to baptism.